In the industry in 1987, at that point, being an avid cyclist and a sports person, my brother and I, we formed a company and we imported international brands to South Africa. And being a lover of sport and cycling, enjoyed the benefits of what they brought and the passion of being interested and being in wellness. Was the advent of what happened thereafter. Of course, Silverback was founded in 2004, born from those things that I learned from importing other brands. In 2004, being a South African, I founded the brand in South Africa. And in this time, developed the basics to the company and into the infrastructure of the company. So yes, I'm a South African, ex-South African, which we relocated to Germany in 2010. And so hence the South African heritage. But of course, in this time, I've been employing and recruiting, because in Cape Town, specifically in South Africa, there's a lot of raw talent, design raw talent, and engineering for that matter. So it was pertinent that I, as an ex-African, recruited and tapped into the talent resources in this country. So to this day, although we have a lot of design input from Germany and from other markets like Dubai and from the US, the majority of our design talent is in South Africa. Stuttgart is the holding company. It's the operational center for the business. It's also the operation that handles the process innovation and the operational efficiency of the business. We've been subjected to, in Europe and in the global front, we've been subjected to the standards of design, the standards of excellence, and not only operational excellence, but design excellence. We're very proud to say that not only have we won, last year we won the German Brand Award, and this year we've been nominated again for the German Brand Award in the transport category. In fact, we competed with Mercedes. But what they look at is the development, the progressive nature of the company, the innovative culture of the company, and how it presents itself globally, online and offline. But not only have we won a brand awards, but we've also won design awards, which is, again, the juries come from all around the world. There's Japanese juries, there's German, there's American, there's big juries that judge the actual design ethos of the brand, meaning they look at shape, function, and form. We won a design award way back in 2012. We were the first brand to release a carbon road bike, aero road bike with a disc brake, which at that point was our Scalera, and we won a design award for that, for the application, the function of that product. But then subsequently also won a design award for our steel suspension technology, which we call Burst. So it's been a cross mix of awards, both operational, brand, and design. We started getting interest and demand from our product globally, and it was right that we set up our global operations centrally. And of course, Germany being the strongest economy in Europe, it made sense. In my travels to Germany, I fell in love in that aspect of the business, to set up that efficiency. So Germany, yes, Stuttgart is the main home of Silverback. The global growth has been phenomenal. And that is been quite rewarding to see how people have resonated with our design ethos. One thing that stood out is that what was needed and what we stand for is innovation, quality, and affordability. And the South African audience, to a large extent, have resonated with that. So we have a big fan base. So South Africa is still an important market for us. And right now we have quite a big following, and our market share is pretty strong in South Africa and remains an important market, especially with the growth of the middle class, and also the top LSMs buying into the sport as opposed to golf. We invested and started investing in racing, and really invested in racing 3 years ago. And the team is a global team. although it has a strong South African look and feel with Mariska Strauss on board. In addition to that, which is that that is our pro team, that team happens to be in the top 10 of the World Club rankings. I'm not sure many people know that. We're ranked in the top 10. To develop better bikes, but we also have a development team which we partnered up with Volvo. We have a rider academy and that supports younger talent and riders, not only to support talent, but also to develop better bikes.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.